Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Rickard. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tiny Bonham. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tiny Bonham. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball four. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonham covering, for the out. Lowry moves to second. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough takes first base on ball four. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a pop-up towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner moves to second. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Hack scores. Lowry moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it and throws to home to get Lowry. Nicholson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a pop-up towards first. Rickard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Cox reaches second base with a double. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rickard scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to second. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Erickson strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a fly ball towards left. Kiner settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kiner. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonham hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Kiner goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake bunts between the mound and first base. Erickson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Westlake for the out. Greenberg moves to third. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Emil Kusch now pitching. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kusch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Emil Kusch. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morello moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Morello moves to third. D'Alessandro moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Borowy now pitching. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rickard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Russell for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-3 in the game. Gustin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Pirates. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Pirates. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 3 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 3 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough moves to second. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. McCullough moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LB Fletcher pinch hits for Tiny Bonham. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howell moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a pop-up towards first. Rickard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kirby Higbee now pitching. LB Fletcher now playing first base. Bob Scheffing pinch hits for Hank Borowy. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Hack takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a pop-up towards second base. Bloodworth makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.